You read a couple of headlines. Feed right. the people who want just sports, who are coming to us on their lunch break.
You're listening to Talk Sports.
Come on in, sports people. I'm going to feed you. You ready? Sports headlines now.
Airing every day from
noon to 3.
Sacramento Kings owner. His name is Stephen Clark. Nope. No. Whoops, I screwed this one up already.
On 1340 WKGN.
Kings owner Vivek Ranadive did something unconventional. He addressed a depleted crowd, acknowledging the people's right to protest. I'm moving on from this one. Let's.
Hour 3 kicking off in the White Claw Studios. Hour 3 is brought to you by our new phone line sponsor, the law offices of G. Turner Howard III. We appreciate them for sponsoring the G3 Help Me Hotlines. I apologize for not getting a guest for us today. That's on me. I just kind of couldn't really think of anybody to get on short notice. I got to ask somebody tonight. But I'll get somebody on the G3 Help Me Hotlines tomorrow to continue our preview of Tennessee football. But if you or a loved one has been injured in an accident, call the Knoxville-based law offices of G. Turner Howard III. Visit G3HelpMe.com or call them at 865-558-8030. Serving all of East Tennessee with over 20 years of experience, let the G3 team get you the money you deserve. That's G3HelpMe.com. Hour 3 headlines. That's so Draven. What do you got for us?
All righty. We're going to start with the NFC, AFC Players of the Week. My boy, my quarterback, Dakota Rain Prescott, NFC Player of the Week. Man, what a performance. What a performance. A magical comeback. 34 of 47, 450, a touchdown, and also three rushing touchdowns. The first quarterback in NFL history to throw for 400 yards and have three rushing touchdowns. Wow.
13 completions against the Falcons. Holy cow.
NFC Player of the Week, Cam.
That's crazy.
That's all that matters. NFC Player of the Week. Wow. Man, still can't get over that game. Oof,
goosebumps. I would just be worried that we had to be in that situation.
Goosebumps.
That's what I would choose to be worried about. Like, it took a fluke onside kick to get
whoa,
that.
Whoa. What did you say? You said this, I believe, last week at some point. You said A win is a win. A win is a win.
I'm not saying to be mad about the win. I'm just saying I'd be a little worried about my team.
Yeah.
That's all I'm simply saying. Yeah. Celebrate the win. It was a miraculous win. It's a good win. At the end of the year, it's not going to matter that you won by a miraculous comeback. You'll be, you know, it'll add to your win total. It'll count as much as a big win in December.
Sure will.
You know, but I'm simply saying you seem a little giddy about it, and I would just be a little worried about my team having some warts.
I mean, I'm a little worried. I'm not worried about Dak Prescott, obviously, because he's awesome. But, I mean, defense is terrible.
He is one of the top 15 or so quarterbacks in the league.
15.
He's definitely top 30.
He had to keep running it in because they couldn't hand it to Zeke or throw a touchdown in. So they had to keep QB sneaking for touchdowns.
Time out. We really not going to acknowledge that Dak Prescott is at least, like, if not top 10, right outside of the top 10.
What is right outside the top 10?
Top 15.
Not 15.
I didn't say he was number 15. He's top 15.
Okay. Well, all right.
That doesn't mean he's number 15. I didn't say he's a 15th best quarterback. I say he's top 15. I have to work on my actual list. Like, I gotta watch maybe one more week of football, but then I'll come out with my quarterback tiers. I need one more game of data. But right now, Dak would not be in the top 8.
That's fair. No, that's fair.
But I'm not gonna like say that he's not top 15 or top 11, top 10. He might be number 9. I don't know. I'm just saying right now through two games, I'm just feeling like I don't think he'd be in my top 8. He wouldn't make my MySpace top 8.
Would you take Josh Allen?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Absolutely.
I don't know about all that.
I need to see one more week of Josh Allen.
Absolutely. Yep.
And one more week
through
of
two weeks? Allen. Probably. But I need one more week. I understand. Yeah. I'm saying give me one more week. Josh Allen plays the Rams this
That's
week.
That's a good comparison.
I'll be able
Dak
to see
week one.
What Dak there did against and what Josh Allen
there
did.
There we go.
But also,
Josh Allen will score more than 17 points.
I think so, too.
Yep.
We'll see.
You know, Draven, you're kind of making me not like the Cowboys now. I kind of didn't care.
That
like,
back one NFC Player of the Week, I'm just giving you headlines, Hayden.
Who won the AFC?
Josh Allen. Josh Allen's AFC Player of the week, 417.
417 and four touchdowns. He deserves
QBR
it.
Of 147.
He deserves it.
Yeah, he played well.
Not a QBR, passer rating.
Passer rating. Yeah, that's what I meant.
Those things.
147 rating, which
I don't know what they mean, but
it doesn't matter.
No one does.
We're not going to get in the. We're not going to get into that. NFC or AFC defensive player of the week was T.J. Watt. Four tackles, 2.5 sacks, 2 tackles for loss.
That's enough to get you player of the week.
I guess there wasn't a lot.
2.5 sacks. Four tackles.
I would say 2.5 sacks is pretty good, but I mean they sacked Driscoll what 7 times in the little Driscoll. Time he was in there
and took Drew Lock out early.
So, you know.
I mean, I guess I can't think of anybody that had like a monster defensive performance last week in the AFC, but
no.
We're at NFC.
It was Micah Kizer, linebacker for the Rams. I believe he's a rookie, if I'm not mistaken. Or maybe he's been in the year or two. He's a young guy. Young linebacker stepping in for them after losing Corey Littleton free agency. He had 16 tackles in week two and added a pass defended and a forced fumble. But 16 tackles led all players in week two, so that's kind of why he gets the nod. And also Harrison Butker got defensive or special teams AFC player of the week. Obviously, with the 3 big kicks he hit at the end of the game against the Chargers to close that one out. And then I thought, Greg Zuerlein should have been NFC Player of the Week, but they give it to Michael Dixon, Seahawks punter, which makes no sense. I don't even remember him really punting.
I remember him, like, pinning the Patriots, like, at the 10-yard line a couple of times, but nothing, like, crazy. Just, like,
he didn't kick a perfect onside kick that worked. So I thought it should have been Zuerlein. Whatever. That's cool. We'll take
I guess they didn't
want to
get both Cowboys.
Yeah, maybe. I guess that's just...
And I think we'd agree that Zuerlein had a better game than Dak, so maybe they should have given it. I mean, Andy Dalton, came in, and he was a part of the win, too. I mean, he got a snap.
Oh, come on. He threw one pass to nobody.
Did he complete it or no?
It was incomplete.
He threw it in the back of the end zone. I can't believe they actually had him throw it at the 1-yard line.
I mean, he's a
red rifle, I guess.
He's a starting-level quarterback.
Yeah, I would. He's probably better than some starters out there.
That's what I'm saying. Like, he's worthy of coming in and throwing a throw. He's not a loser that has to come in and hand the ball
off. I'm just saying, he hasn't thrown a pass.
I love
year.
Throwing the ball at backup quarterbacks. They never expected us to come in. I mean, you saw.
Atlanta expected it. There's nobody open. He threw it away.
That Atlanta secondary, bro. They're just built different.
Yeah, A.J. Terrell, 6th highest ranked Pro Football Focus corner this past week.
That's
elite.
Yeah.
Elite corner out there.
Only time I saw him make a play was standing next to the onside kick and not jumping on it. That's the only thing I saw.
Because they were scared to throw it at him because he had them locked up.
I don't know about that.
Any other headlines?
Yeah. So Fitzpatrick and Gardner Minshew kind of getting into it. You got to see the little facial hair beef going on.
I mean, I imagine that was all joking, but they're arguing about the difference between beards and mustaches?
Yeah, pretty much. Fitzpatrick claimed that beards are cooler than mustaches and pretty much got asked because of Minshew. And then Minshew came back and said, I'll let mine speak for itself, but I'm going to have respect for my elders, especially when they're much, much elder. So, taking a little shot at Fitzpatrick in his age. Fitzpatrick, not the oldest quarterback in the NFL, but he's getting up there. And so Fitzpatrick or Minshew taking a little bit of a shot at that. But
I imagine both those guys are just having fun.
They are. I was about to say, I feel like these are 2 of the most goofy quarterbacks in the NFL.
I mean, I feel like if you wear your facial hair the way they do, you have to be kind of goofy.
Just a little bit.
Yeah.
Just a little bit.
We looking forward to Dolphins Jaguars tomorrow?
No.
No.
I think it'll actually be a good game.
No,
though.
I'm not.
I think it's going to be kind
I
of
think it'll be
game.
A good game, but it doesn't
I think
matter
the Jags are going to smack them pretty anything. Good. I don't think they'll be able to stop them.
I think the Dolphins
You don't think
are...
they'll be able to stop them?
I don't think the Dolphins will be able to stop the Jags. The Jags scored 30 points at Tennessee last week.
They did.
Tennessee has no secondary. They got injuries.
We got injuries, thank you.
Who did the Dolphins have?
Byron Jones.
Excuses. Byron Jones got hurt too, though.
Oh, did he?
I think so. I don't know if he's going to play Sunday.
Okay, they can prove my
point. I
don't know.
I just feel like the Dolphins are going to
find a way.
Splash their way into
I
don't
say win this game, but they might. I feel like they might win this game. Like
Miami has a much better roster if you compare these 2 rosters.
Although the Jaguars have looked good through 2 weeks, but it is 2 weeks. We'll see. I'm actually interested in that game just a little bit.
Yeah.
Which is really crazy because the NFL just can throw out Dolphins, Jags, and be like, yeah, I can watch this.
Okay, why not?
I'll check this out.
So Rajon Rondo making a little history last night. He passed Kobe Bryant for number 9 in all-time playoff assist. So, and I believe J.R. Smith earlier this year passed Kobe with the 3. So kind of it's been about Kobe. Kobe's been there, been part of it, and Rondo passed him up to get 9th again in all-time assists. So congrats to Rondo. Gave him a little spark there in the 4th, a little too late maybe. And also, UT news, some basketball news as well. Andy Katz, he came out with this Power 36, ranking all the 36 teams heading into the season. Do you guys want to guess where Tennessee is ranked? Anybody?
Number four.
Number four.
I've already seen it. So,
number four is my guess.
Number four.
Well, my guess is number 10.
Okay. Number six.
Not making the game a little less fun, but okay. Tennessee is at number 10. Aiden, good job.
Should have been number four.
Good job.
I didn't think that was a little low.
Yeah, way too low. Yeah. Not a little low. Six spots too low.
We are one spot behind Kentucky. It is Gonzaga at one, Baylor two, Villanova, Illinois, Iowa,
Illinois,
Wisconsin, Virginia, Kansas, Kentucky, and Tennessee rounding off the top 10. So there's been a couple polls now that's had Tennessee in the top 10. I believe we looked at one kind of early preseason rankings that had them in the top 10 as well. So kind of getting excited, getting a little excited for basketball season.
Is Illinois supposed to be good this year? I hadn't heard that.
That's what I thought.
That seemed like the only team in there that I was not expecting.
They weren't good last year, right? Or weren't anything special. I feel like they were maybe decent.
I don't remember.
Darren Williams is back, baby.
That's the last time they've been relevant, isn't it?
That's about the last
literally.
Time, yeah.
Yeesh. Yeah. Well, hey, they're number four right now, so.
I mean, I won't say that's the last time they've been relevant, or I won't say that's the last time they've been good, but like you said, relevant. Like, they haven't been, like, in the national, like, consciousness probably since then.
I feel like Andy Katz always puts us low on that Power 36. Even the year we were really good, he struggled to put us up there.
He was probably right.
Well, yeah, I mean, he might have been a little right.
He got knocked out of the Sweet 16. I don't know if you're familiar.
It's tough. Don't bring that up.
Sorry.
Let's get excited. Let's get excited about basketball season.
Sorry.
Something to look forward to.
Sorry.
Going to talk about NFL again here, another interesting topic. So Cam Newton, he had a great game. He had a great game Sunday night.
Are any bookstores still open?
Bookstores?
Yeah.
Yes, I know of one.
Can I go somewhere to buy a book right now?
Oh, yeah.
What book are you trying to buy?
Well, I'm trying to buy Three Ring Circus. You were talking about Shaq, reminded me I wanted to buy that book. It just came out. It's about the Lakers dynasty from 96 to 04. The Three Ring Circus, where they won three rings, but also Shaq, Kobe.
Have you seen
there was a good story I was listening to yesterday about it, so it reminded me I meant to buy it yesterday, but then you started talking about – did you start talking about Shaq or did I start talking about I was reading somebody else about Shaq.
Maybe you read something. I was going to say, I don't know if I brought up Shaq or not.
Anyways, I apologize. But is there somewhere I can go buy a book?
Oh, yeah. Books a Million, Barnes & Noble.
Those places are still open?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, they haven't gone bankrupt?
No, people still buy books sometimes.
You sure Books a Million is still open? I thought Books a Million went
One bankrupt. Of them was closing. I think Books a Million was closing because I went and bought a bunch of books because they were on sale.
Yeah, you sure it's still open?
I feel like you got I know Barnes & Noble is still open.
It says open. I don't know if I trust them to have new books, though.
They would have new books. Well, I'd go Barnes & Noble just because
they have, like, a lot of deals with, like, companies like Amazon where they can...
Where's Barnes & Noble? That's the one over there.
I think it's the one by, like, the Hooters and the Target and stuff. Yeah, Toys R Us
over there. Yeah. I was over there yesterday.
Oh, at the Hooters?
No, I was just in that area.
Okay. Anyway, sorry. I'm going to go pick it up after the show.
Have you seen Kobe Bryant's Muse, the documentary? Have you ever seen that?
Yeah.
It's really good. Yeah. It's a really good documentary. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm interested in this book because they had the story I heard, they had some pretty good tidbits on it when I was listening to it yesterday. About Kobe punching a teammate in the face and then calling him the next day crying, asking him basically, like, don't beat my ass, please.
Who was it?
Derek Fisher? Monkey Walker.
Oh. Yeah.
Owed him $100 from a card game.
Really?
He had asked him three times, he wouldn't pay it, so Kobe punched him. So then, like, punched him in front of the team, and they're like, basically, teammates, you gotta beat his ass. So, like, Tamaki's like, pull over the bus. And then, like, Kobe wouldn't get off the bus. So then, like, the next night at the hotel, he said Kobe, like, called him just sobbing, crying, basically being like, I'm sorry. I'm so confused. Anyways, it sounded cool. It made me want to buy the book. So I was reading something about Shaq. I was thinking about Shaq. I don't know why I was thinking about Shaq, but I was thinking about Shaq. Sorry to ruin headlines for you.
No, that's cool. That's kind of a headline, a little bit.
John Reed is going to buy a book. Local man.
Local man reads.
Local man heading to bookstore. If he can find one and if it's open. Also, that local man is hungry. Mm. I am hungry.
Yeah.
Me too.
Same.
Me too. Game where headlines.
I'm going to throw this out there.
Give me one more.
So Cam Newton, he was asked about kind of his contract and why he's playing and everything on the Greg Hill Show, and he said, money at this particular point in my career is not important. Let's be honest. I've made money, but everything that I play this game for, I haven't received yet, and that's why I'm playing. So it's not about money. It's about respect. So what do you guys think about Cam Newton coming out and saying this? Has he earned your guys' respect now through 2 weeks?
I mean, he looks better than everyone thought he was going to, right? Like, I mean, he looks like a starting quarterback.
I thought he was going to be successful, but I didn't think he was going to be this good.
I think he has to make it through the end of the year.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, like, we got to see him make it through the end of the year.
I don't think he's going to be able to hold up running the ball 15 times a game like he has been.
That's what I'm worried about, too. Like. That's what I'm worried about, too. But, yeah, he's got respect. Good for Cam. All right, go back to headlines. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio. You got overrated, underrated topics to go, Hayden?
Yeah. Yep.
Well, we could do it to the next segment.
No, let's do it right now.
I didn't want to do it right now. I was going to give you a segment to get ready.
Oh, yeah. I'm ready. They're really solid today, so.
No, that means that that's going to be awful. But either way, no big deal. Tonight, game 4, Celtics Heat. Pretty big game 4. I feel like if Miami... I don't want to say if Miami loses this series or loses this game, they're going to lose a series because they can easily come back and win 2 of the last 3. It'll just make the series 2-2. Obviously, Boston under more pressure tonight. They don't want to go down 3-1. How do you guys see this game playing out? Do you think the Celtics getting Gordon Hayward back changed this series?
A little bit. I'd say it's just another like scoring. It depends. Are they playing them off the bench again? Do we know?
I would imagine they will continue to play him off the bench.
I think just, yeah.
But he'll get his minutes and he'll come in and be somebody who can play basketball. And
yeah.
You know, him replacing Semi Ojeleye's minutes is a pretty big deal just because he can't really give you much. And the less amount of Brad Wanamaker minutes you get out of Boston, the better. So like if you need a backup ball handler, Hayward can do that. To me, though, one of the keys is like I said it in hour one, like what does Spoelstra do to counter what Boston did, which is put Daniel Tyus just in the corner and said, stay out here and shoot threes. What do the Heat do to counter that? And also, can like Duncan Robinson stay out of foul trouble just simply so that he can tire out Jaylen Brown and Gordon Hayward?
Yeah, because he runs around so much.
Yeah, like when those guys are in, like Tyler Hero and Duncan Robinson just create such a benefactor just by running around and being active and forcing those guys to defend them. But Duncan Robinson hasn't been able to stay out of foul trouble.
Yeah, no, that definitely, I think, adds an aspect that really helps them. Because, yeah, like you said, if Duncan Robinson's just running around the whole game and then you could sub him out for Tyler Herro, who also does the same thing.
Right.
And, yeah, you're just tiring out those defenders for the Celtics, which helps you towards the end of the game, I would think.
Which Hero can obviously do more. Hero can ball handle. Hero can initiate offense. Duncan Robinson has it shown he can do that. But Hero can also just run around the screens and make you tired too.
Yeah.
Like a young Ray Allen. So that's a key to me because like Jaylen Brown looked like somebody who wasn't tired in game 3, right? Like him attacking the rim is what changed that game. They even with that, Miami hung around and still made their push. So like I do think they shouldn't have lost very much confidence, in my opinion, from game 3. They're just like, hey, we play a little bit better. Goran Dragic plays a little bit better, and we'll be fine.
Yeah, I agree. And, I mean, Dragic was already giving you, like, I would say more than you expected from him.
Yeah, but not in Game 3. Game 3, they had him, you know, they said his ankle was a little messed up. So, like, I think the long break will probably help him be back to 100%. Same as, maybe it was his knee, not his ankle. And it was Iguodala's ankle. So maybe both those guys back 100%. Mm-hmm. Maybe Iguodala has a couple minutes in this game where he can try to help guard Tatum, slow down Jaylen Brown.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. And I don't think you need anything like massive from Dragic. You just need him not to shoot 2 of 10 and, you know, just give you a little something and facilitate. But 5 turnovers in game 3, 2 of 10 from the field, you need him to do better than that.
Yeah, it's kind of what I say with the Lakers. You know, they look around. They're like, hey, we're not going to shoot this bad from 3. I kind of feel the same way about the Heat. They're a team that has shown they're a good 3-point shooting team. Like, I don't think you're going to have Jay Crowder go 2 for 10. I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think as a team you're going to shoot 12 of 44 from 3. Like,
yeah.
Tyler Hero isn't going to go 4 for 12. Like, you know, those guys are going to make a couple more threes, and Dragic will hit a couple, and you would think that that would really help this offense. Really, game three, there were really only two Heat players that showed up, and it was Hero and Bam. Like, those are the only two that was, like, as good as they needed to be. Like, Robinson was 4 for 8 for 3, so he played well. But like I said, he can't stay out of foul trouble, and he couldn't really stay on the court when they needed him. But Bam and Hero ready for the moment. I would imagine you get a better Jay Crowder game. I'd imagine you get a better Goran Dragic game. I would imagine Butler more aggressive. He kind of just waited in the wings too long in game three as well. But Boston played like a team that was desperate, kind of like the Nuggets did last night. When you're down 0-2, you give your best effort.
Yeah, you have to. You got to.
So can Boston replicate what they did, which was basically have four of their five starters score 20 points? Can Jaylen Brown be that guy that just attacks the rim relentlessly? Because in the past, he's been a guy who shoots a lot of threes, or he'll go out there and he'll hang around and shoot 5 or 6 threes a game. Yeah. Game three, he was a guy who shot 2 threes and instead just relentlessly attacked the rim.
Which is what he should do. I think he's a lot better around the rim than he is from the three-point line, especially with the athleticism he has. I was kind of surprised Marcus Smart had 10 free throw attempts last game.
Yeah.
And he hit every single one, so...
Well, he got most of those at the end of the game. He got fouled 6 times, or he shot 6 free throws, I believe, like in the last like 40 seconds.
Yeah,
like,
that's fair.
He had that one where they're down up 5, and he drove in really stupidly.
Yeah,
I didn't think it was a foul. He threw up a shot, which should have been a miss, and Miami coming back the other way down 5. But they gave him 2 free throws, and then, yeah, he got fouled twice and then shot the 4 free throws. So he put the game away from the free throw line, but it wasn't like he was just attacking the rim relentlessly. That was kind of Tatum and Jaylen Brown doing that. And you got a good Kemba game, too.
Yeah.
I do think that Gordon Hayward changes the math on the series a little bit, but I don't know if it's enough to where Miami can't kind of counter. And like I said, with the extra layoff, if that gets Iguodala back where he can at least do something out there on the perimeter, that will be a, you know, I don't want to say a wash because Hayward's better at this point, but it'll be an extra dynamic.
Who do you think benefits from like this extra rest more?
I mean, it gives... a couple things here. Like, obviously, it gives Gordon Hayward more time to get back and get that conditioning ready. And, like, he played 31 minutes in Game 3, his first game back, and he was fine. But it also gives the coaching staff time to make adjustments. And I do think that Eric Spoelstra is the better coach here. And I do think Eric Spoelstra will come up with something that will make Miami – will gain Miami some points tonight, if that makes sense. Like, get them a couple – get them an advantage. And they'll figure out what Boston did with Hayward and figure out what they do with Tice, and they'll have an answer. And I think you'll see better rim protection from the Miami Heat tonight. I think you'll see Bam hovering around the post. Now, if that's like a different – means you like give a different zone look, if they try a box in one, if they try to do something weird like that, a triangle in two, I don't know. But I do think Spo will come up with something that gives Miami a new look, and I do think Miami wins game four. How are you guys feeling? Hayden, you picked Heat in 6.
Yeah, Heat win the night.
So far, you laid it out. You said he'd go up 2-0, lose game 3, win game 4, lose game 5, win game 6. That's what you've said.
Yep. Win or not.
In your on your path, if you look at your roadmap, you are right on track, and it's for a Miami Heat win tonight. Heat 3.5-point dogs right now on my bookie. Draven, do you think the Celtics get even tonight? They've had double-digit leads in every game.
Yeah, I saw something where they've led this series like 75% of the time.
They have.
Something crazy like that.
They have.
Yeah, but I think I'm going to still take Miami, too. Yeah. I just think, like you said, Dragic is not going to be nearly as bad as he was last game. I think the little bit of a rest, if he was a little bit banged up, will help him. I think he'll have a big game. He'll come back strong. Crowder will knock down threes, like you said. I think I'm going to go Heat. Really close game. Kind of like game one.
Don't like that. Don't like Draven picking the Heat. Giving Draven the Charles Barkley curse when he talks about teams.
I'm not to that point yet.
Is this your lock of the week, of the month, of the decade?
No. This is not my lock just yet. That's probably going to be coming. I'd say I might hold off till Friday on that one, you know, just to give me as much time as possible.
No. Okay.
Yeah. Give me as much time as possible to get that one down. But I do like the Heat tonight.
You know, people have been saying, I've been 100% right this playoffs with the gentleman sweep, and then so far in this series. I mean, many people are saying that.
Many people are giving you credit
uh-huh.
for what you've done for this Miami Heat team.
Mm-hmm.
You correctly predicted the gentleman's sweep.
Mm-hmm.
You have said in six games, you said 2-1, 1-1-1.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you pulled your own plug, I think, game one when Marcus Smart was on fire.
Oh, yeah.
You texted me that the Celtics were going
to win. I was getting a little nervous there, but
there's
a lot of fight in these boys, you know?
There is a lot of fight
in
these boys.
A lot of dog in them.
I'm excited for game four tonight. I'm pumped. I'm ready for it. I'm excited. Like I said, I got the Heat tonight. Cam, you going with the Celtics or the Heat?
I'm going with the Heat. I think the Heat win tonight.
We're all in the Heat? All four of us?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
That makes me want to pick the Celtics.
Please do.
Please pick the Celtics.
Please do.
Make us all feel better.
Can we get a Draven Celtics pick, please? Here's your chance to be right, hey, Draven. This is your chance
I'm going
to
go Boston. Luck of the Irish. I'm going with the Celtics.
This is what Draven's gambling analysis gives you. He just changed his mind within 3 minutes, and now he's convincing you that Boston is the pick.
I asked a close game. So
minus 3.5, Boston?
No.
No, he's just saying money line. Heat cover.
Yeah. Okay.
That's just
Heat cover.
I don't know if I like this where he's at. All right, let's play some overrated, underrated after the break. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio.
It's overrated. Overrated, my friend. Overrated. I'm going to tell you why.
I think that's a solid rated right there. It's perfect rated.
He underrated, man. He has some swag. He has some real swag.
Lobsters are underrated. They don't die.
All right. Who's ready to play overrated, underrated?
Let's play some overrated, underrated.
Sign me up.
Let's do it.
Well, I'm
pumped. Let's go.
These topics are great. So.
All right. Let's do it.
Okay. First up, popping bubble wrap.
Yeah. Popping bubble wrap is overrated. It used to be something really cool. Trying to think back, because I actually love popping bubble wrap. I'll go underrated, because I was going to say it used to be really cool. I loved it. And then, it's something you don't really do much. But then I did have some bubble wrap recently, and I still find myself popping it. It's just so relieving. You know what I mean? Like, it's just so relieving. It's a good way to take out aggression. It's a good way just to have something to fidget with. Give me the bubble wrap. Can you just buy bubble wrap? You would think
Probably.
More people would buy bubble wrap just to kind of carry around and pop.
You can buy it. It's for shipping. Yeah.
Well, obviously, yeah, you can buy it. But that's me. I guess that's a dumb question. So you can just buy bubble wrap. I just never seen anybody carrying bubble wrap around. Like, you got the stress balls. The stress balls are nice, but the stress balls don't pop. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you get the stress balls, and sure, they're nice and they're squishy, and you squeeze them and you feel good. But then, like, there's no sound. The bubble, you get to feel like air leaving out of it, and it's almost like you're strangling another human being and like just watching the air suck out of them, like
that
the way
was
you pop
be
those
my
bubbles.
Take.
Yeah, like
the power to be able to feel the air leave something in your own grasp.
Yep, it is much like strangling
it's just
another
nice.
Person. Yep,
it's relaxing.
Bubble
it's
wrap.
It's a great feeling.
Bubble wrap's underrated.
One of my favorites. Yeah, I think it's underrated too, because also they package stuff with so many different types of stuff now, you rarely actually get bubble wrap.
It
so
is
when
a nice
you do,
treat. You
you're
are
like,
right.
Oh, what a surprise! Two packages in one. And then, yeah, you get to pop your bubble wrap, feel that power, that relaxing strength, and it just improves your day. Bubble wrap, underrated.
Okay. Next we have singing in the car by yourself.
I mean, that's probably underrated because I like singing in the car with other people better, like putting on a show. But I sing in the car. You sing in the car, Hayden? You don't seem like you sing in the car.
No.
You don't sing, do you?
Hayden just drives with a straight face everywhere.
Draven, you sing in the car? I don't see you singing in the car either.
I'll sing in the car every now and then.
What's your go-to song?
I don't know. That's tough.
Do you have like any go-to ballads, any go-to like slow songs you sing, any songs that you just put on? You're like, I'm going to sing this song. I rap in the car a lot.
Do you?
I rap along to my music. Don't worry, Cam. I skip over the N-word. I never say that. Ever. Don't
Thanks
worry.
Thanks for that clarity.
Yeah, I just wanted you to know the tension. I could feel you looking at me. No, I skip over that. I censor myself. Draven.
I just,
song you sing?
Whatever's on the radio. I don't
okay,
know.
My bad.
I know.
Radio, man.
You listen to the radio.
Song,
wow.
My bad. Singing in the song by yourself, singing in the car by yourself, probably a little overrated, but I do it. It's still fun. It's like you're at a concert. It's like you're putting on a concert
for an audience of one.
And you're just exercising your brain, you know? I do get a little nervous sometimes when I see like there's cars passing me. They're
probably you have to be on the road by yourself.
Yeah. I'm probably like, what the hell is this guy yelling about in there? In the end, it doesn't even matter. I tried so hard and got so far. But in the end, it doesn't even matter.
All right, Cam. All right,
it's underrated for me too. I love singing in the car by myself. I do it every day. I do it every day. I throw on my music and I just go to town. I love singing to myself. I serenade myself. I can't actually really sing, so I can sing in the car by myself so people don't have to hear it. And it's just a wonderful experience. I can't not sing when I'm in the car by myself. It just comes out.
Really? You're a singer?
Oh, yeah.
Singer or rapper?
Oh, I'm both, depending on what's playing.
Okay. I didn't picture you as a singer.
I'll sing along to the radio or whatever I'm playing for sure.
Okay. Okay. Next
he's
we have
disgusted that we sing in the car.
Yeah, he's not judging us.
I will like maybe lightly.
You mouth along.
Just hum just a little. Just a little baseline, you know.
Slightly taps the steering wheel.
We're not trying to impress anybody in the car.
Hayden is a 70-year-old man running around in a 20-year-old body.
I hear that a lot. Okay, next we have laying on the cool side
he's
of your pillow.
He's going to be the nicest old man. He's going to be just a nice old man that you want to talk to. He's seen a lot, but he's just so kind. And everyone's like, what a sweet old man he is. And he will be 35 when people are saying that about him. Go ahead, sorry.
Laying on the cool side of your pillow. So we're kind of grabbing straws now. So.
Very underrated. If you had the hot side of the pillow and the cool side, which one you want? You know,
not necessarily hot and cold. You can just be average.
Get worn
and cold.
Out. Average. You like want to flip it over. Every time I wake up in the middle of the night, I flip over my pillow. If I toss and turn, make sure I flip over my pillow. I flip my pillow probably 6 or 7 times a night / morning.
Oh, yeah, you're a restless sleeper, aren't you?
A little bit. Are you somebody that just goes right to sleep?
I usually don't wake up during when I go to bed.
At a certain typically. Point, people are going to start worrying about sleep apnea when it comes. Just Hayden goes out and just doesn't move for 6 hours. I would be worried about that.
No, I move a lot, but I don't wake up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sleep still.
I was just thinking of you just like not moving for 6 hours, just laying there. I was going to say, I would be pretty worried if I was watching Hayden and he's just not moving.
You're going to need a CPAP.
Yeah, just a little worried about that. But no, I toss and turn, and every time I flip the pillow and that cold side hits, let me tell you, I get a boost of serotonin and endorphins. Or whatever those things in your brain are. Happiness. Comfort.
Okay.
It's overrated. Mm-hmm. A pillow's a pillow. I like being warm when I sleep, so I don't really want it to get colder. Anything that increases cold, I'm out on. I like to be all snuggled up like I'm in a little nest, you know, and just all nestled in like I tucked myself in. It's all nice and cozy. I like it to stay cozy. I don't need a temperature change in the middle of my sleep. Please no.
Okay.
So, it's overrated for me.
You might be the only person I've ever heard say that.
I don't have preference on either side of the pillow, to be honest. So, I think either side's fine. an afternoon nap is next. An afternoon nap.
Afternoon nap is underrated, but I feel like it's properly rated. Afternoon nap is properly rated. Might even maybe a little underrated because people are like, oh, if you take a nap, you won't be able to sleep at night. That's not necessarily true. Now, do you want the 2-hour knockdown drag-out nap where you wake up groggy? No, you don't want that one. But a 30 to 40 minute cat nap, you get in, you get out, you get through like at least the first part of the sleep cycle, right? Because it takes 90 minutes to get through the sleep cycle. You don't want to go over 30 minutes though, because then you start getting into stage 2, stage 3, you start getting into deeper sleep. You don't want those problems. But a 30 minute nap will boost you. If not, you might find yourself in trouble. You know what? After I talk about it, I gotta go overrated on these naps because it seems kind of stressful. There's really only a couple good windows that you can have of napping. Otherwise, it will make you groggy, and it will kind of make you feel worse than you did when you went to bed. Yep. But I do love the afternoon nap when you can barely keep your eyes open. I see one in my future right now, to be honest. But I don't know because I got to go buy this book now.
I had a long one yesterday.
And I'm going to pick up a roast beef sandwich from Arby's.
It wasn't fun.
That sounds good. You had a nap yesterday. You didn't like it?
No, it was long. It was too long.
Yeah, no, that's the problem.
And I woke up and I was like,
you know what?
Too long.
I love the afternoon nap, but I am a little worried about the length of it. And sometimes I worry about oversleeping, what I have to do. Like, if, you know, sometimes on Thursdays, you know, I go play basketball on Thursdays and I'll be tired. I'm like, should I take a nap? Because I feel like all elite athletes, especially in the NBA, take naps before
games. They got to have their rest.
Yeah, and I'm like, I don't want to call myself an elite athlete, but we're playing these pretty hardcore games now. Should I get a nap the way I'm optimal, you know, peak position? But then I'm like, oh, what if I oversleep? And then the excitement from the game just keeps me up. So, like, I'll lay there on the couch from, like, 5 o'clock trying to nap. But then, like, I got to be up by 5:40 to take Frank out. And then I got to be there at 6:30. So, it's stressful. And then in my mind, I close my eyes. I'm, like, picturing myself on the low block with the turnaround hook shot, picturing a perfect pass. And it just gets too excited.
And then your shoulder pain.
Then my shoulder starts hurting. I'm like, should I even go? But then I'm like, would Lamonte go? And he would. So, like, I got to be a Lamonte. I got to be a Warrior. But then I go out there, and last week I shot like Lamonte did this year. No offense to Lamonte if he's listening, because, you know, you were hurt. And I respect you so much now because my shoulder hurts, and I wasn't even close on my couple three-point attempts. Which, I mean, you were a better three-point shooter than I was before the shoulder injury. So, like, I don't know if I can really relate to that, because sometimes when I'm not hurt, my shoulder, you know, my shot isn't that on either. But I respect you, Lamonte. The shoulder pain in your shooting shoulder is no joke. Man, I'm getting tired thinking about a nap. I want a nap so bad.
I think the afternoon naps are overrated unless it's one of those accidental afternoon naps.
Yeah.
Like if you're sitting on the couch just watching the show, you weren't planning on having a nap, but you got a little tired and you snooze for about 40 minutes. Those are elite naps. You're like, oh man, didn't mean to take a nap, but now I feel really good. But when you like plan an afternoon nap and then you have to lay down and you're like, oh, well, I'm only getting 30 minutes in. Like, oh, man, I'm still not asleep and now I only have 20 minutes. Like,
oh,
it just becomes problematic. But the accidental ones where you don't have a care in the world and you just snooze off a little bit, those are very underrated. But, yeah, if you're like, oh, I'm going to plan to take this nap, then it becomes overrated because, yeah, like John
never,
said.
Never works out the way you want
yeah,
it to.
Yeah, it doesn't go as planned. You need them to sneak up on you. That's how you have a good afternoon nap.
I want an afternoon nap so bad right now.
Same.
Just make sure you don't get too long because I did it yesterday and
I
feel like
I got
like garbage when I woke up, to be honest.
I got to work after the show, but I also can maybe get like a hour nap before the Heat game. That would be optimal. If I could fall asleep from like 6:30 to 8, 90 minutes, just like a whole sleep cycle, wake up just in time for the pregame
there
show. And then I get Heat. Ooh, I get the combo of Big Brother and Heat Celtics. That would be that's optimal. Maybe I'll pick this book up and read a little bit of it. Maybe that'll make me even sleepier.
Yep.
Do you have a favorite show you like falling asleep to? What's your like background? Do you put like on ESPN, just like listen to the
I have a Sports Center every night.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, every night.
I sleep with the TV on.
That's unhealthy.
Low volume.
No, that's unhealthy. You need to quit doing that.
Why? I've done it for probably 10 years.
Well, because eventually you're going to be.
And now you don't sing in the car. Look what happened.
Eventually you're going to be in a relationship. Like one where your guys are like, I mean, I know you're in a relationship now, that's not what I meant. But I mean, like, you guys are going to be like together all the time, sleeping over, getting married, whatever. And I'm going to guess she's not going to like that. Most women don't. Well, I'm
whatever I say goes, you know what I'm saying?
You couldn't even hold that together without laughing. I don't believe that at all. I don't even believe it.
Man,
couldn't hold that together laughing.
Here.
I'm just saying, and you're not going to like it. And then you're going to be like, oh, I can't sleep without the TV, babe. I can't sleep without the TV. I've always done it for the last 10 years. She's like, sorry. So then you're going to be tossing and turning at night. She's going to be out like a light. And you're going to be tossing and turning looking like Boo Boo the Fool. Like, damn, I should have listened to John. There's going to be 6 years down the road whenever you can't sleep. You can't turn the TV on. You're going to be scrolling your phone. And then she's going to be like, can you please put that down? It's too bright. Can you put that down and go to bed, please? Hayden, it's 1 a.m.
Got to have some light in the room. That's how I roll.
A nightlight?
Not a nightlight, but I
you
like,
scare the dark? Like,
no, like
you can't handle the pitch black?
No, I don't like it pitch black.
I mean, there's like natural light coming through like from the moon.
Not in my room.
Street lights.
You turned off the moon?
Yeah, how'd you turn off the moon, bro?
I don't think it shines in my window in my room.
Said, the blinds don't shine in here.
The blinds are closed.
Aiden turned off the moon. Okay, well, good batch of overrated.
Well, we still got one more if you want to keep going, but
oh, okay. Well, what is it?
It's
I can't wait to hear what it
it's
is.
It's breakfast in bed.
I mean, I get the benefit of breakfast in bed, but I feel like it's just really overrated because, like, I don't know if it's just me. I'm a messy eater, but like, I don't want crumbs in my bed. You know what I mean? Like, I've never been a mother, and I feel like, you know, breakfast in bed on Mother's Day, like, you're supposed to do that. Like, they don't have to get up, especially. But I think, like, the actual love is, like, you just cook for them. You know what I mean? If I brought them, like, a sausage biscuit, and there you go, honey. Here's a sausage biscuit in bed. You don't have to get up. She'd be like, I'm going to get up and go downstairs and eat it. So, like I said, I think the beauty of breakfast in bed is just, like, the idea that you didn't have to cook it. The convenience of it, not the actual application of it. Like, I get up to eat. I don't want breakfast in bed. I don't want. I'm picturing, like, eating a muffin in bed right now. Mm-hmm. And there's just muffin crumbs just all over me, all over the bed. The next night when I go to sleep, I'm smelling like a blueberry, laying in blueberry, which actually sounds kind of heaven, yeah, actually.
It's not too bad.
Maybe I should sprinkle some blueberries in my bed. Breakfast in bed is something that I feel like I said, we overrate as a society. But it's because of the convenience, and it's about the romantic gesture.
It's overrated because, one, like you said, the crumbs are getting your bed messy. And, two, every time I've been involved with breakfast in bed, I'm the one making the breakfast for people in bed. So I don't want to always have to cook for somebody. But, you know, it's, I guess it's nice to eat in bed. Who knows? I don't think it's a thing that happens to guys, really. Like, it's usually for girls. Not to, like, bring, like, gender roles or anything.
No, I think you're right. Like I said, when I think of breakfast in bed, I think of Mother's Day.
I've never had a woman be like, I'm going to cook you breakfast in bed. But I've been like, hey, I'm going to cook you breakfast in bed.
Oh, not to brag.
I can cook some breakfast.
What's your go-to breakfast?
Hey, whatever they want. Anything they want to eat, I can cook it. It depends on the girl.
That seems like a problem.
I can only cook egg sandwiches. And then they fall apart in bed.
There's only one thing on the menu.
They fall apart in bed.
I usually know the girl's favorite breakfast meal, and I just cook that.
Lil Cam,
that's the big. You got a big brain. It.
Lil Cam pays attention.
Mm-hmm.
John asks what she wants for breakfast. She's like, "What do you got? Egg sandwiches. What else? Nothing else. That's it.
You can have a mayonnaise sandwich. You can also have the eggs with no bread. Yeah, you can have eggs with no bread.
A mayonnaise sandwich and eggs on the side.
Maybe like a bowl of Honey Nut Cheerios. Lowers cholesterol.
I can make cereal.
Get some microwave baking.
I got Pop Tarts.
I don't eat Pop Tarts. We don't keep Pop Tarts in the house. I'm getting shamed by a guy that sleeps with the TV on.
Really?
Getting shamed
That's
by
pretty
a guy
common.
That
Maybe we
TV
should put
on.
That poll out. I'm pretty sure it's common.
I usually leave mine on, but I usually fall asleep to it.
How about
but
this?
It's like scheduled
How
to go
about
off.
This?
You put the sleep timer on?
Everybody's TV
I
goes off.
I usually turn it on to
time.
Where my PlayStation has a
what?
Timer on it.
All the, everybody's TV goes off sometime.
All the new TVs have a sleep timer on.
Well, yeah, you can turn them on, but not all of them have them like default set on.
All of mine, the last few three TVs I have default settings on them.
What? Really? Like if you don't touch the TV remote for like 3 hours, it turns off?
Yep.
That seems annoying.
I've never watched something for 3 hours straight. And
you've never just sat there and watched 7 hours of Red Zone before?
Not touch the remote. I change and watch individual games by themselves.
I watched a three-hour movie.
I watched the
fantasy
Zone sometime too.
I mean, right here, NBA bubble. Like whenever they were showing four games a day on ESPN, I just left it there the whole time.
Max one game for me on that, or two.
Last call on the other side. Last call today is brought to you by Iris Networks. If you are a business owner, I've been telling you for a couple months now. You need to go to Iris Networks USA, upgrade your fiber network, make the switch, make no payments for 90 days, 865-448-IRIS. Let's play some Pump the Brakes, keep rolling. We got a college football cancellation.
Okay. Tennessee?
No, not Tennessee. Houston.
Again?
Houston again, which, look, I don't want to, like, say we saw this coming, but this was the city we said we're most worried about, right? Like we did say this was the most populated city that was still playing college football, right?
I think we did, yeah.
I mean, like Georgia Tech, and you know, we talked what they would do. It looked like Nashville in the South, mm-hmm. or like Houston's going to be pretty much the biggest city,
yeah,
playing football. And they had already kind of had a problems with the pandemic, yeah. And so far this is what their second game.
Yeah, at least. They had that one with Memphis too. I think right was that who they were.
I thought they played that game. Didn't they play that game?
Houston and Memphis have not played.
Okay, so I guess they canceled that
one. I think they postponed
one.
That one, too.
And then they picked up Baylor. They were going to try to pick up Baylor.
Yeah, they picked up Baylor on late notice, and then that one got canceled.
Okay, so this is the third time they've been disrupted?
They just need to opt out the season.
Who are they supposed to play this weekend, like UTEP?
North Texas.
North Texas, okay. Yeah, I knew it was
the Mean Green.
So it's the third game they've had to cancel?
Jeez.
Yes, in a two-week span, yes.
But like I said, we kind of were worried about this just because this is the biggest city that's actively playing, trying to play college football, right?
I think this is the fourth game. They canceled Ross, it says on here, September 3rd.
Oh, jeez.
So that was their opener they canceled. So.
This is going to be the fourth game they've canceled in, I guess, what, 3 weeks?
3 weeks, yeah.
There's no way they're going to be able to make up four games, right?
Have they played yet? They played one game? They haven't played at all?
They've played yet. They haven't
played any. Yeah, so they're only supposed to have played three games, but they had that extra one because they scheduled Baylor on late notice. Man. So.
Still, there's no way you're going to make up three or four games, I wouldn't think. I don't think they have that much wiggle room.
So they're the American, so I mean they're probably not in the picture canceled. This year. So
appreciate Twitter for sending that.
Fifth straight, wow.
Fifth straight game canceled, which I mean, obviously not 5 weeks, but five attempts to play.
Jeez. Well.
Dangerous city to be in, but okay. When I say dangerous, I just mean like in terms of the virus, I guess spreading, or it's hard to keep college students in college towns. Under control. Imagine you put somebody right in the smack dab in the middle of Houston.
Mm-hmm.
It's populated as it is.
I go sicko mode.
Gets even tougher. You go sicko mode. Because Travis Scott did sicko mode, and he's from Houston.
That's pretty good.
You got Hayden's approval.
Thanks, Hayden.
The young kids love. The young boys love Travis Scott. Cam's rating with the 18 to 24-year-olds just went through the roof.
Don't make me start Fortnite dancing.
Look at the way Hayden's face lit up. He's like, I get it. Houston.
That was a good one.
Houston, Travis Scott. Bro, I'm about to go pick up a Travis Scott burger. I got to order it through the app
now. Cactus Jack sent me.
Captain Jack sent me.
Cactus Jack, not Captain Jack.
Cactus.
Yeah.
Did I say Captain?
Yeah.
Captain Jack Sparrow.
Did I?
Yes.
Was I thinking of Steven Jackson? I was not thinking of Jack Sparrow.
I don't know.
Okay, well, I guess that'll be the end of the show. I guess we're getting to keep an eye on what's going on. We'll see what happens there. The Breonna Taylor case has...
People aren't happy.
Has, I guess, reached its conclusion. We had one officer charged with first degree, what was it? Wanton danger.
Yeah.
Which is basically you wantonly put some people's lives in danger. It was apparently for her neighbors.
Yeah, because I think he shot through like the walls or something. So he basically like willingly put them in danger by shooting through that wall.
Right. Instead of, people inside that killed was like little. Gonna try to put a curfew on the next 72 hours. We'll see how things go up the road a little bit. The drive's up next. Stay locked in on Fan Run Radio.